Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
All right, let's talk to the first caller of the day. An absolute wonderful human being who goes by the name of Heather.
Hi, Heather.
Good morning, Heather.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's happening, ma'am?
So, I'm on my way to work. I'm almost there. But last night wasn't so good. I got a text message. I thought it was one of those like text messages that was going like, how are you getting text messages now? That was like spam.
Spam ones. Yeah. And
I keep getting ones for penis enhancement stuff. I'm like, what did I look at? I swear,
really?
I don't look at
what
stuff
did
like
you look
I really
at?
Didn't. I don't look at any of that stuff. I don't take Viagra or anything, but I keep getting stuff. It's like, get rock hard in seven seconds.
I got one of those, too.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
What are you looking at?
They're random. Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. We're interrupting you about our randomness, guy.
That's okay. So I got a text message, and it says, to get back into your Instagram account, text help with a 6-digit code, and you'll get the account back. And I was just kind of like, huh? Like, what is this talking about? And I ignored it. 2 hours later, I get logged out of my account, and this guy who hijacked my account took it over and was then blackmailing me for $500 and trying to get me to cash app him for $500 and put things on my story.
Oh, no.
Trying to get people to send him and saying, like, he can get them, like, Bitcoin and sent messages to all my friends. Ooh. And he even, like, FaceTimed me. And was
he FaceTimed you?
Yeah.
So you saw what he looked like?
Yeah. So I screenshotted him.
This guy's a moron.
Like, I was like, I'm gonna file a police report or something because
I bet that scared him.
Because then, like, I checked my email and it showed like where you can like see where he is, where like someone logged in.
This guy's the worst scammer ever.
Crossing Florida, and he was like, I'm going to log into all your friends' cash apps, and I'm going to log into your bank account and steal all your money.
So what ended up happening?
Made me a little nervous.
Ultimately.
Melissa got bored with your story.
No, because I'm dying to know how this ended. Because
Mel's like, yeah, you got scammed. You lost all your money.
No, I'm curious what happened.
I'm still not in because he was too quick that he knew exactly where to go.
Wait, what's your Instagram? Like,
it's all pictures of balls.
Stop. Actually, I don't want to know because I'm afraid if I click on it somehow it's gonna come back to me.
This guy doesn't sound like the smartest scammer, considering that he's like, give me $500. That's such a small price. And then he's like, you know what? I'm gonna FaceTime you and really threaten you. Hi, I'm the guy. This is me. Give
me
money.
My address.
Yeah, this is my address. How about we just meet somewhere?
He's like, I'm gonna find you. And he was like, you see this tattoo on my chest? That's coin. That's coin.
He goes, am I good
looking? He starts like checking his lips, and I go, I go, absolutely not. You.
Meanwhile, Heather's gonna end up dating the guy.
He's like, yeah.
Wow, he's actually kind of cute.
Serious question: do you like my haircut? I just got it done differently. Okay, so Heather, here's the question: which one of us, between on the Get Up Crew, between Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa, which one of us is most likely to get scammed by the dumbest, worst scammer on the planet who FaceTimes his victims?
I don't know, because
don't feel bad.
No, what he put on there was Melissa_Bitcoin55.
Okay, so you're saying Melissa. Okay, she's saying Melissa. She's saying Melissa. There it is. It's okay.
See, I don't even really know what Bitcoin is, so I would never fall for something like that, but still.
Cryptocurrency that is making some people rich. And
Right. I understand the words. I just don't know what any of it means.
Yeah, me neither. I've had my friends explain it to me.
One of my friends,
he's big into that. And he's actually made a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And he one time was like, bro, now's the time to get in. It wasn't Bitcoin. It was kind of like another crypto. He's like, now's the time to get into this. Just buy 300,000 coins or something like that. Well, whatever it was, I was like, oh, it must be real cheap. No, I did the math. It would have been like $500,000. And I was like, just buy three. I can't even buy like 10 coin. What are you talking about? Mm-hmm. He's like, no, just trust me. Do this. And I was like, if you're so sure of it, how about you buy it for me? And all this money I'm going to make, I'll pay you back whatever you invested.
When someone says, trust me, do this, I don't trust you. Yeah. Sorry.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning.
On Hot 96.9.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.